Very good morning to you, Kyle Evans.
Good morning, PT.
You're just a bit despondent, aren't you, at the moment?
I'm good.
What? Are you sure?
I'm good.
I know you're straight because you're leaving us in a few weeks' time. You've got yourself a brand new job and you're headed down to the Big Smoke in Melbourne. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thanks, PT.
You've been doing breakfast news for me for nearly 2 weeks now and I haven't even brought it up and said congratulations. But
I suppose it's not news anymore. But yeah.
Well, it's not, but you've got the job of moving yourself down to Melbourne and trying to find yourself a place that's going to suit your needs. Perhaps in a vicinity that's going to be close enough to your work, and you're finding it very difficult, aren't you?
Oh, it's. I guess the hard part is, PT, with a place like Melbourne, you're just overwhelmed with choice. And I've never lived in a city of that size before, not even close.
See, up here in the rental market, I think the rental rates, and maybe someone might correct me, but you're about 0.3% of vacancy rate here in Ballarat for rentals. Yet down in Melbourne, you're telling me you're spoiled for choice.
Oh, it's not like there's a ton of places available. It's just because the place is so big. There's places, you know, there's always going to be options everywhere you look, but it's just in terms of not knowing anything about the place, you know, it's just trying to find a suburb and an apartment that suits your needs. It's close to the area you want to be, but it's also close to the amenities you need that suits your lifestyle. I guess that's kind of what's tough about it all. Yeah, okay. When you say, I want to live centrally, I mean, the entire, you know, anything from the inner suburbs onwards is pretty much central in Melbourne.
So it's a bit of a balancing act.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to, compromises are going to have to come into it,
well,
I think.
Well, the other hard thing as well is that a one-bedroom apartment in a regional city is a lot bigger than a one-bedroom apartment in Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Like, I'm talking double the size.
Yeah.
Like, I have a six-seater table, PT. What am I supposed to do with it? Like, you want it? Like, just leave it in Ballarat?
Hey, look, I've got to say, when it comes to six-seater tables, I'm flush. So I'm sorry. I can't do anything with that. Perhaps I can put it out the side for the kids to play on. But I don't know. Storage is an option, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Facebook Marketplace, sell it off.
You're going to have a table.
Well, with the money you make from Facebook Marketplace for your table, you can buy a smaller one to fit into the smaller one-bedroom apartment down in Melbourne where you're going to be living your new job.
It matches the other furniture I've got.
Oh, what a conundrum.
It all came in a set. I can't split it up.
Sell the lot, you know, and you start again.
Would you take a child away from its siblings? No.
Oh, Kyle. The first world problems of Kyle Evans right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you're right, PT. I am flustered today and I'm going to air my grievances on air just because it makes me feel better.
You're airing your what? Your grievances.
My frustration.
Oh, I'm glad it was frustration and not the other word.